Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 14, verses 32 to 41. I want to take one last look over these verses before we move on to verse 42. So, Mark 14, 32 to 41. And the title I give is, For Us. I mean, really, for me. I mean, brother and sister in Christ, for you. For us. Nothing could be more relevant. I'll speak for myself. Jesus says here, the spirit is willing and the flesh is weak. But it can be also said about me that my spirit is weak very often and my flesh is too strong. Let me explain what I mean. As we've been looking at these words, Christ longing for the support of his disciples, being failed desperately miserably. I've been trying to say, yes, historically we must look at these disciples, but from a preaching point of view, a pastoral point of view, a personal point of view, I have to look at myself. I can be very strong about this and that and the other, but when it comes to, I would have been with Peter and these others. Maybe vehement, no, I'll stand with you, but failing miserably as Peter did, and of course the rest as well. They all failed. So Christ said, watch and pray. Now I keep repeating this, lest you enter temptation. The devil is there seeking to devour us, and we must be awake and alert, brother and sister, and watching. And I'm speaking to myself, I challenge myself here. Keep praying, keep awake, don't drift, don't sleep away, because Satan is there to rob us and bring us down. Now the disciples were warned. Peter was warned explicitly. And they protested, but they still went on and did it. Let's take heed then. Let's learn from that. Are we drifting? Are we sleeping? Are we dozing? Are we coasting? Are we in neutral, just drifting, running free wheel down the hill, letting things happen rather than taking control, rather than obeying Scripture, rather than obeying the imperatives and the commands of the Word of God? Are we just shrugging our shoulders and drifting off to sleep? You don't need to be a prophet or a preacher to understand this. Satan is about. He's looking for us. Let us watch and pray, my brother and sister. The flesh and the spirit, as I've said. The flesh is weak. The spirit is willing. Yes, that's what Christ says, and it's true. We do want, but very often our flesh is very strong. Oh, I'll sleep a bit longer. I'll do something else. It'd be nicer to do that. Willing, but not able. Very often, not willing as well. Well, worldly influence, the carnalities of the age, TV, the press, whatever, the media, all of it make us feeble, sluggish, lazy, and we just won't stir ourselves. We're all needy in this area. We're all weak. The greatest of us. Paul said, I beat my body. I make it do what I want, otherwise I'd be a castaway. He says, I'm not living as I should unless I make sure that I do live. 1 Corinthians 9, 26 and 27. He deliberately offered himself to God. He didn't do it uncertainly, he says. I do it definitely and clearly. 1 Corinthians 9, 26. That's what he does. My body wants to do this, but my spirit cries out and I must say I will do it. So the spirit says, read and pray, and the body says, later. The spirit says, give to God. Do something for God. Oh, I'm too busy, says the body. Galatians 5, Romans 8, Galatians 6. These passages are all crying out devotion to God. And this passage here with the Savior, let's come back to that. How he needed these people, how he wanted it. He longed for it, and they failed him. I find these words, this passage, Mark 14, 32 to 41, this disappointment to Christ, resonant, relevant, and rebuking to me. I hope you feel the same, brother and sister. May we learn from this and improve and grow in grace and the knowledge and the experience of Christ. May we be found more faithful than ever we were before. May God help us in this. Oh, may we learn. and may we live and walk closer to our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.